You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Laju kehidupan modern membuat berlibur di lokasi eksklusif merupakan salah satu kemewahan yang diinginkan. Salah satu cara untuk menikmati kemewahan itu adalah memiliki skema time sharing dan lebih dari 180.000 warga Australia telah mendaftarkan diri untuk skema time sharing itu di tujuan liburan yang populer. Namun, apakah skema itu benar-benar memberikan kepuasan bagi pemiliknya? Apakah pergantian umur dan perubahan keadaan seperti pensiun mempengaruhi kenyamanan itu? Berikut ini laporan tentang hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Amy Chin Yu Wang. Nenek menyukai gagasan tinggal di rumah yang jauh dari rumah sendiri bersama dengan keluarganya. Dan time sharing cocok untuknya ketika anak-anaknya masih kecil. Nenek menyukai pengalaman-pengalamannya, oleh sebab itu ia membeli timeshare kedua di New South Wales hanya 5 tahun setelah membeli timesharing pertama pada akhir tahun 80-an.
When your kids are growing up, if you have the right time for timeshare, it's good. School holidays is much more expensive. But the thing is, my kids used to go to a private school, so their school holidays is a week before the public school. So I pick up those weeks.
Data dari Australian Timeshare and Holiday Owners Council atau ATOC menunjukkan ada lebih dari 180 orang pemilik timeshare di Australia. Manager umum ATOC, Laura Younger, menjelaskan bagaimana cara kerja sistem tersebut.
It's a shared ownership in an asset or title deed that relates to a property or a collection of properties. So you have a sort of an ownership right or usage depending on what you buy and what you buy into. The current timeshare schemes are more points-based, so they give a lot more flexibility. So instead of having to have a week at a property, you might have a couple of days here and 5 days there, or you might in fact use your points to buy flights or to hire cars.
Younger mengatakan bagian yang menarik dari time sharing adalah fleksibilitas untuk bertukar program liburan Anda dengan pemilik lain.
If you don't want to go to somewhere that's owned by your resort or by your club, you can use the exchange company. You actually bank your points or you bank your week, and then you use someone else's points and someone else's weeks in other properties. You could have a holiday in Hawaii, America, England. So huge range of options.
Setelah menjadi pemilik timeshare selama sekitar 30 tahun, Nene mengatakan pertukaran penggunaan timeshare Anda sebenarnya tidak semuanya fleksibel.
I tried Hawaii, and January in Hawaii you cannot book. And then I tried Philippines. Philippines will only give you 2 head occupancy, even though you have a 6 or 8 occupancy. And even my own timeshare, I find it that it's very hard to book. If it's booked, I cannot book.
Sebuah laporan tentang kualitas tentang kepemilikan timeshare yang ditugaskan oleh Australian Security and Investment Commission atau ASIC menemukan ketidakpuasan secara menyeluruh sangat tinggi. Gerard Brody dari Consumer Action Law Center tidak terkejut karena organisasinya sering menerima keluhan dari pemilik timeshare.
The purchase price might seem a lot of money, and then later on they decide they don't want the timeshare scheme anymore and they try and sell it. But the resale value is much less than the purchase price. So they might have felt that they were investing in property, but in fact they're likely to make a loss.
Menurut data dari Australia Timeshare Holiday Owner Council, biaya keanggotaan timeshare rata-rata $23,000 dengan biaya keanggotaan tahunan $800. Laporan ASIC menemukan bahwa durasi kontrak timeshare yang bervariasi dari 20 sampai 99 tahun kurang disukai. Prudy mengatakan sifat jangka panjang dari perjanjian timeshare merupakan keluhan umum dari para pemiliknya.
We've had complaints where people are signed up to very long-term arrangement, 80 plus years, and they find that they can't actually get out of it without losing a lot of money.
Brody mengatakan secara umum para pemilik khususnya para pensiunan berjuang untuk mendanai biaya timeshare mereka yang berkelanjutan.
The holidays are not as valuable to them as they perhaps once were. As people do get much older, they may be less able to travel and make use of the holiday entitlement.
Laporan asik tentang pengalaman pemilik timeshare menemukan bahwa konsumen sering ditekan untuk menandatangani perjanjian itu dalam waktu 2-3 jam ketika menghadiri seminar pertama mereka. Hampir separuh dari mereka yang membeli atau upgrade paket mereka mengambil pinjaman untuk itu dan harus membayar bunga pinjaman sekitar 13,5%. Brody khawatir bahwa timeshare sering dijual oleh operator yang tidak selalu memenuhi syarat sebagai penasihat keuangan dengan tugas kesadaran untuk bertindak dalam kepentingan terbaik bagi konsumen.
These schemes are actually also regulated as a managed investment scheme. So when the businesses do sign you up, they should be providing you with statements of advice to demonstrate that they've taken into account your personal circumstances and provided you with appropriate information to ensure that, you know, this is a really an appropriate product for you.
Dari April 2021, timeshare operator diharuskan untuk mengambil pendekatan yang lebih menguntungkan konsumen dalam hal desain produk keuangan dan distribusi sesuai dengan Undang-Undang Cooperation Act. Sementara itu, Younger mengatakan itu terserah kepada individu apakah mereka menandatangani perjanjian itu atau tidak.
We would suggest that people have a look at what the lengths are, how they feel that would suit themselves, and how the product would work for them before they make any decisions.
Gerard Brody mengatakan konsumen masih memiliki kesempatan awal untuk membatalkan kontrak mereka jika mereka berubah pikiran.
There are cooling off rights in place, so if you sign up after one of those seminars or opportunities for pressure selling, you can within a period of 7 or 14 days, depending on the scheme, actually cancel the arrangement. But once that time has passed, it can be quite difficult to cancel it.
Gerard Brody mengatakan, meskipun mungkin sulit untuk memilih keluar setelah Anda melewatkan periode pendinginan, konsumen mungkin masih dapat menemukan cara dengan membuat keluhan resmi.
One of the things people can do is make a complaint. Timeshare operators in Australia are required to be members of the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. And so you can make a complaint if you're dissatisfied with how the timeshare scheme has treated you or with some requirement associated with the scheme.
Nene sedang mencoba untuk keluar dari timeshare-nya karena program itu tidak lagi sesuai dengan keadaannya.
Timeshare, there is a time in your life that is good, but once you retire, the kids grow up, it's not good. This is my lifetime. I can give it to my kids when I die, but they don't want it.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.